न जनामि दानं न च ध्यानयोगं न जनामि तन्त्रं न च स्तोत्रमन्त्रं न जनामि पूजं न च न्यासयोगं गतिस्तं गतिस्तं त्वमेका भवानि न जनामि पुण्यं न जनामि तीर्थं न जनामि मुक्तिं लयं वा कदाचित् न जनामि भक्तिं व्रतं वापि मातः गतिस्तं गतिस्तं त्वमेका भवानि विनोदय चैतन्यमेकं विभज्य द्विधा देवी जीव शिवेश्येति नाम्ना शिवस्यापि जीवस्त्वम् आपादयन्ति पुनर्जीवमेनं शिवं वकरोषि। Bhavanishatka Stotram. O Mother, I have made no charity. I have done no meditation. I have observed no rituals. Nor have I uttered any prayer or holy name. I have performed no worship. Nor have I purified myself through proper invocations. Therefore, O Thou, Mother of the Universe, Thou art my only refuge, Thou art my only refuge. O Mother, pious deeds and pilgrimages to holy places, I have performed none. I have never yearned after salvation, nor aspired to get merged in the divine. I possess no devotion, nor have I observed any vows even. Therefore, O Thou, Mother of the Universe, Thou art my only refuge. Thou art my only refuge. O Mother, out of sport Thou hast divided the one absolute intelligence into two, soul and God. Having transformed God into the individual soul, Thou dost convert the same soul back into God. Sometimes we ask ourselves what we need for God realization. Some people think that if we give charities, then we shall get a lot of virtue and that will help us to God realization. Then people think repeating mantra, meditation, or chanting God's name, or ritualistic worship, or pranayama, these are the things will help us to realize God. But we see that does not work. For the reason the devotee seeks self-surrender, self-surrender, self-surrender. Na janami punyam. I did not practice any virtue. I did not go any pilgrimage. Some people think that is the way one can realize God. Mukti, liberation comes that way. And bhakti, devotion, that is also necessary for God realization. But finally we find they are not adequate to realize God. So a devotee seeks refuge. God, Lord Mother, you are my only refuge. Next verse is very important, very interesting. That it is the Shakti, the Divine Mother, divided that absolute Brahman into two. Soul and God. God and individual soul. So, it is the Divine Mother's play that how the one become many through his Maya power. So, God becomes individual soul and Mother makes also make individual soul God. It is all her play. God becomes individual soul means that soul becomes bound. That infinite God is within us. In the cage of flesh and bone, that human body. And again, when we transcend this body idea, we again merge into God. So we come from God, again we can go back to God. How we can go back to God? Worship the Mother. The key of liberation is in her hand. If she wants, she can open the door for us. So, let us meditate on the Divine Mother. Om.
Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sahabiryam karavavai, tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidveshavai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and age understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
Panchadoshi, dvaita viveka, discrimination of the duality. Chapter 4, verse 14. In the first chapter of this Panchadoshi was Tattva Viveka. What is the truth? Second, Panchabhuta Viveka. The truth is hidden by five elements: space, air, fire, water, and earth. Next five chapters, Panchakosha Viveka. The truth that Atman is hidden within all of us, but we buried that Atman with five sheaths: blissful sheath, Anandamaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, intellectual sheath, Manomaya Kosha, mental sheath, Pranamaya Kosha, vital sheath, and Annamaya Kosha, this physical sheath. So if you want to see the Atman, you will have to remove these sheaths, coverings. Next chapter is Dvaita Viveka. All problems comes from duality. In Atman there is no problem because it is one without a second. The problem begins the moment you enter the dualistic world. Pairs of opposites, good, bad, profit, loss, happiness, misery. This, all these human beings are going back and forth in the dualistic plane. Manuhi amani bhave dvaitano upalabhyate. When the mind becomes mindless, the duality is not perceived. How to knock out this duality? Through self-knowledge. So, Panchadoshi, the Vidaranya Muni, the author of this book, is trying to explain this dualistic world. Who created it? God. He did not create mountain, ocean, this earth, trees, plants, food. God created. Now the question arises, only does God create? Do we not create? We create our own home. We create our own food. We create our own children. God did not do that thing. We did it. That is called Jiva Srishta Dvaita. Isha Srishta Dvaita, Jiva Srishta Dvaita. Some part of these things in this earth is created by God, and some created by beings, you, me. We are creating, all the time we are creating. So in Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, chapter 1, section 5, this question was discussed, Saptanna Brahman. If five kinds of food have been created. Food. No beings can live in this world without food. Beasts, birds, human beings, gods, all live on food. If you do not eat food, you will be weak, you will die. Food. What is the food? And who creates this food? So God created this food and Srishtikarta. First, kind of food was created for all beings, the thing which we eat through our mouth. Birds, beasts, my human beings, we eat. First. One kind of food is for everyone. Food. Two kinds of food for gods. Gods are also like us, human beings. Through virtue, through doing good work, they got the position of God, more powerful. They have more control. This God of fire, the God of air, the God of water, they have tremendous power. If you feed them, they will help you. But how can we feed gods? Darsya Purnamash. Darsya means new moon. Purnamash means full moon. So human beings sacrifice gods with various kinds of foods through mantras. That is the way God gives strength. They do not eat like us. They eat Shraddha, your faith, your love. They take the essence of the food. You do not see it. Holy Mother saw it, Sri Ramakrishna saw it, how Divine Mother takes food. They do not clear the plate, you see. Drishtibhog, mere seeing, they take the essence. That is the way they get strength. Darsha. Java Jivam Agnihotram Juhyat, the Vedic sacrifice, we find in the early days, the people would offer oblations to deities. Suppose some kind of rituals, sacrifice, will start from the first day of the new moon and it will complete the beginning of the new moon. And it will end in the full moon. Again, from the first day of the full moon, then it will go in the first day of the new moon. So in this way, it rotates. And they offer food to the deities, and the deities get a strength. So the deities, two kinds of food for gods. Darsha, Purnamash, sacrifice. One kind of food for for bhutas, animals, the other beings. Do you know what is the name of that food? Milk. Birds, the beasts, even human beings, we survive from milk. Little child is survived by mother's breast milk, other milk. At that time, that baby, that one little baby cannot eat any food other than liquid milk. Milk brings nutrition in the body, and body grows. And three kinds of food. So one kind for all, two kinds for God, one kind for animals and other bhutas, other beings, including human beings. But there is another god of name of Shiva is called Pashupati, the lord of the beasts, animals, beings. And three kinds of food earmarked for human beings. That we shall read. Saptanna brahmane dvaitam jiva srishtam prapunchitam annani sapta gyanena karmana ajanayet pita. Verse 14. In the Saptanna Brahmana of the Veda, there is a description of the duality created by the jiva. By action and reflection of jiva creates seven kinds of food. Three he designed for himself, that is to say, the mind, the organ of speech, and the vital breath. These he designed for himself. They say, my mind was elsewhere, I did not see it. My mind was elsewhere, I did not hear it. It is clear that a man sees with his mind and hears with his mind. Does mind exist? We do not see the mind. Desire, determination, doubt, faith, lack of faith, steadfastness, lack of steadfastness, shame, intelligence, and fear. All this is truly the mind. Even if one is touched from behind, one knows it through the mind. Therefore, the mind exists. Mind. Do you know what? Arhyate iti adha ahara. The thing which you take inside, that is called a food. Don't think you eat only through the mouth. You eat through the ears. You eat through the eyes. You eat through the nose. But what do you mean, Swami? We gather the sense objects through these sense organs inside. And who does that job? Mind. Without mind, my eyes are wide open, but my mind is not thinking of you. My mind is somewhere else. You may say, do you see me? I do not see you at all. So you see, mind is the king among all sense organs. Mind. And I'm just telling how we eat, how we get nourishment in the human system. Mind nourishes our body. Nourishes the mind, nourishes itself, nourishes everything. So the sense organs and the prana, vital force, energy. This is the way we gather food inside. Do you know why they are discussing these things right now? They are discussing these things Karta and Bhokta, the doer and enjoyer. It is human system, who is the doer and who is the enjoyer? Very interesting subject, this Vedanta. You see, how we are related to God, Srishta and Srishta, the creator and the created. So God created everything, every being, you, me, and everything, food. Who is the enjoyer? We are the enjoyer. We enjoy what God created. So we have close relationship with God, the creator and the created. We shall discuss these things more elaborately. It is coming. just to give you some preview that how this mind works. Another thing, this human life is very precious. Why? Because liberation is possible only through human system. This world is the Karmakshetra, Kurukshetra, which is the field of action. You can change your life. You can destroy your life. You can make yourself the great. Everything is in human hand. Man is the architect of his own fate. This karma chakra, this wheel of karma, we are all in. Sometimes we do good, sometimes we do bad. But the wheel of karma is rotating. Transformation, you see, divine body is the God, the divine beings, they got their bodies, celestial bodies, from their karma. There is no karma there because there is no body, there is no senses, there is no mind, intellect. So in human system, I can make myself God, I can make myself a demon, Satan. Everything is in my hand. Karma. This law of karma is very, very important in Vedanta philosophy. Medhaya, sapta anyani medhaya, tapasa ajanayat. Medha, through thinking, resolution, and tapasa, through practice, austerity, he created all these things, God created. But do they not change? Do they not exhaust? Do they not get exhausted? Perhaps once a crop grew, and crop will never grow again. No. This God created in such a way that as he is infinite, the creation, the food, all these things, you know, season comes, again food comes. It is amazing. From the same land, we can grow food again and again for thousands and thousands of years. We are creating food from the same land. Fruits, food, everything is rotating. You know, if you see as a witness of this whole creation, you see what is going on in this world. Birth, death, prosperity, degradation. See, all things, it is all rotating. Happiness, misery. We are all rotating, rotating, rotating. Recycling. Pita. Pita means the person who creates. So God created, no doubt, but human beings also create. That we are going to discuss. Verse 15. Mortat annam ekam. Deva anne dve. Pashvan annam chaturthakam. Annat tritayam atmartam annanam viniyojam. Viniyojanam. One kind is meant for men. Men means for all, common to all. Two, for the celestial beings. The fourth, for the lower animals, those who drink milk, animals. And the remaining three, for the self. Thus, the food is divided. Brihadikam darshapurnam asau kshiram tatha mana bak pranasyeti saptattam annanam abhagimmatam. Grains such as wheat are for men. The ingredients of the full moon and the new moon sacrifices are for the gods. Milk is for the lower animals. And the mind, the speech, and the vital prayers are for the self. These are the seven kinds of food. Food. We are born with five jets. The Hindu tradition tells us. Five jets. Devarin, Pitririn, Niririn, Rishirin, and Bhutarin. Devarin, we are indebted to God because He is providing everything to us. Sunshine. Could you imagine if there is no sunshine, what will happen? There will be no crop in this world. No food. All people will die if there is no sun. Energy. Really, think of that, there is no sun. The whole world will be dark. Moon. How these things got created, and it is so systematic. Season rotates, days and nights rotate, crop, everything is rotating in a very organized order. This world, God's creation. Vayas tapati surya. Out of fear of that Brahman, the sun shines, the moon shines, the season changes, the rain comes. Everything comes by the controller, that Brahman. You know, if some people think there is no God, but if you close your eyes and if you try to think about this whole creation, you see there is something, somebody is behind this all activities of this world and changes. So Devarin. Devarin means you must offer something God to God. See, Krishna says also, without offering God, if you eat, you are a thief. You are stealing God's food. Devarin. Devarin, we offer, as I say, Darsha Purnama, sacrifices. Sometimes we offer food to God. Sometimes we offer water. Here we offer food and water every day. And how you feel, Devarin? And through mantra, through praise, through chants, we can satisfy God. That is the way God gets nourishment, and God also helps us. Second, Pitririn. Our ancestors, the departed souls, we show our Shraddha, love, faith to them, and they also gave us strength. Next, Rishirin. Rishi, the sages, they gave us the mantra, they gave us the Vedas, they gave all this wisdom. So, the more we repeat all these their lessons, we enrich ourselves, we get wisdom, and that way, when their teachings become vivid and living to us, that is the way we can pay debt to the rishis. Bhutarin. There is some food you must give to the lower animals. They are also helping us. You know, birds, beasts, animals, others, we feed them. And they also feed us. You feed the chickens, you feed the goats, you feed beef, and they also give their food. They gave themselves to us to eat. Just see how reciprocal we feed each other. Bhutarin, Niririn, you must look after your neighbors, friends, because human beings are gregarious animals. They must live together. Otherwise, you will be isolated. We human beings, we help each other. Look at, I saw in Houston that flood. Oof, some people came their boats and all these things and helping in the city. Hi, I am here. I want to rescue you. Please come, my boat, and I shall take you to the shelter. A lot of people came and helped each other. That is called nidirin. We are helping each other because we will have to live in this world. It was our devotees in Florida. He came with the plywood, you know, closing the windows of the neighbors. Well, they helped me, I also helped them. This is the way we live in the society. I'm just telling you that how human life continues in this world smoothly. We must love each other. We must serve each other. Brihadikam darshapurna khirotadamana bhakraj. So, these are the ways we serve each other. Then the question arises. Is a shaptanna, the seven kinds of food you say, it is all made by God. You did not produce it. Then he is talking about God makes only one way. And we make in human beings make in many ways. Example? God created earth, clay. From that earth, we make so many things. We make clay, dishes, various kinds of things we make out of earth. God created gold. From gold, we make earring, nose ring, armlet, bracelet, all kinds of jewelry. We create from the same gold. God doesn't create armlet, bracelet, nose ring, earring. We make. But God makes the gold. And we make God from the gold, we make various things. That he was talking about, the creation by God and creation by human beings, how they are separated. Very interesting. Everything belongs to God. Ishina jyadyapi etani nirmitani sharupata tathavi gyanakarma abhyam jivo akarshit tadannatam. 17. Though all these objects are in themselves created by Ishvara, God, still by action and reflection, the jiva has converted them into his objects of enjoyment. Hence, they are said to be his creation. Though food is really created by Ishvara, jiva has invested into different forms of making them objects of the enjoyment through the instrumentality of his knowledge and actions. The knowledge of these actions may be either good or bad and will produce corresponding results. For example, wheat. From wheat, how many things can be produced from wheat? You can make cereal, you can make bread, you can make cake, so many things, hundreds and hundreds of things you can make out of wheat. Who does that? Human beings. God created wheat. But human beings create hundreds of products from wheat. He was telling that, you know, through what? Gyano karma bhyam. Through their knowledge and through action. I know how to make cake. I know how to make flour. I know how to make food. same object has been used for many, many ways. What we are talking about, that you know the God's creation and human creation, how they go side by side. God's creation is one, but human creations are many. Jiva srishta dvija. You cook in one way, same thing, I cook the same thing in another way. Another person, same thing, he cooks in another way. So various ways we can produce the same thing. You know, in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in all these countries, perhaps same wheat, they make various ways they produce those things. Vidya and karma. Vidya karmani, he quoted. Vidya means knowledge, karma means action. So whatever you do in this world, through your knowledge and through action. Now that thing also of two kinds, vihito and nishiddho. Some actions are supported by the scripture, and some actions are forbidden by the scriptures. For example, some are approved by the scriptures, some are forbidden by the scriptures. But meditation, you meditate on God, but don't meditate on other objects or other greed. To, you know, suppose I meditate on your wealth or meditate on for other kinds of worldly enjoyment. So it depends upon your meditation. Some are enjoined by the scripture, scripture supports it. Some scripture says don't do it. It will do harm to you. Regarding meditation, so sacrifice also. So for Vedic sacrifice, you can perhaps kill an animal, but for your own enjoyment, you are not supposed to kill the animal. In this way, they differentiate between your actions, your thoughts, your action, your meditation are of two kinds. Some are diverted toward God, and some are diverted for the world, which will give you suffering, pain. You know, some people always blame others. When they have misfortune, they suffer, they always, oh, that person is responsible for my suffering. But they do not wash their own karma. Ishakarjam jivo bhagyam jagad dvaibhyam samannitam Pitrijanna bhortribhajyan yatha yoshit tatha ishtam. The author is giving an example. As they are created by Ishvara and becomes objects of experience and enjoyment for the jiva, so they are related to both. Just as a woman is related both to the parents who brought her into being and to the husband who loves her. The commentator, Achyuta Rai, says, Ishvara is the creator of the world and the giver of the results of action. But he, being desireless, is not an enjoyer. The jiva creating the world through his actions is the enjoyer. If you want to enjoy, you need desire. God does not have any desire. We have desires. Human beings, kamo mayu vayam purusha. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, all human beings have desires. If we have no desires, we are illumined. We function in this world to fulfill our desires. So he is talking about You know, God created, or the man or woman, and it is the man and woman enjoy each other. That is the way it has been said. Isha Karjam Jiva. God created human beings. And the human beings, they enjoy each other. Men, women. God created the sun. And sun is giving us heat. And with that heat, we are producing food. God created the water, rain. We get drinking water. Without water, we cannot have any agriculture. God created fire. With that fire, we cook our food. We get heat. So in this way, we see the creation, God and human beings, how they are functioning together. Karta, doer, action, and bhokta, enjoyer. So God created for enjoyment of human beings. And he plays that I gave all the enjoyments to you, what do you want to do? If you want me, you will have to give up those things. But we love our enjoyment, so we are in this world. When we are disgusted, we turn our minds toward God. That's all. Maya brittatma ko hi isha sankalpa sadhanam janau mano brittatma ko jivaha sankalpo bhogo sadhanam. 19. In the actual creation of the objects, the modifications of functions of Maya, the power of the Lord are the cause. Whereas for the actual enjoyment of those objects, it is the modifications of or functions of the inner organs of Jiva that are responsible. The Swami gave a note. The various combinations of the three gunas of the Maya or Prakriti give birth to various objects, sentient or insentient. And this Maya or Prakriti, being the power of Ishvara, the creation of those things are really his. But the creation of a thing and its being enjoyed by some are not the same. The power and circumstances of a thing being enjoyed by one is to be created by him, as this capability is earned by a man through his action. He is regarded as the creator thereof. Moreover, the actual enjoyment is but a modification of the individual mind. Enjoyment has its birth there alone. So man is also creator. I created my own home, I created my room, I created my book, I created my food. We are also creator. Jiva is karta and bhokta. And these souls, individual souls, are the doers and the enjoyers. We do and we enjoy. Please, Swami, you are discussing these things. Please tell us what is your point. My point is the author is showing us this dualistic world, Dvaita Jagat. And he is trying to prove it, this Dvaita Jagat actually will merge into Advaita. That is, you are in the dualistic plane, you see all these things, yes, 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 then he will negate. That is the reason he is elaborately he is discussing this dualistic world. This is the world you live in. It is not a permanent place. One day you will die, and you will depart from this world. This way, it will take our minds to that place where there is non-duality. Creation. We are bound in this world, in this creation. And this creation is made out of Maya, which is not real. Isha nirmitam nirmita munyadau vastuni anekavide sthite bhakti dhi vritti nanatvat tad bhogo bahu desh bahuda ishati. Verse 20. Objects created by Ishvara, example gems, do not alter. They remain the same, but gems may affect different people differently according to their mental stage. The difference in use of gem is not a creation of Ishvara, but of Jiva. Here is a moni. Moni means gem. Some people may use it for enhance the beauty. You can put a, perhaps the gem, here is a necklace, you can put a gem and its luster, you know, will be, people will be overwhelmed seeing your jewelry made with gems. Sometimes some gems are used for to obstruct some kind of bad omen. Well, I'm here to monies some my bad, it will protect me from my bad luck. Some people use it, with some kind of gems and jewels. As I said, that gold is one, but from the gold you can make various kinds of jewelries. That is up to human beings. But gold is, God does not make earring, nose ring, and necklace and bracelet. That human beings do that job. But God created gold. Same thing, various use. Same object, we shall discuss these things in our next class. Same object is viewed by different people. Here is a gem, very expensive. You own that gem. You are very happy. And another person is poor. He saw the gem and he is very unhappy because he cannot have it. Because he is poor. And a holy man who is a man of renunciation, a monk, that gem, nothing. He will ignore it because he does not need it. So he ignores it. So the same gem is giving happiness to one person, unhappiness to one person, and indifference to another person. The object is the same. But the bhong, drishti, attitude of the peoples are different. He says, really, if you watch this world that in that respect, in that angle, you will see what is this world we live in. Everybody is focusing their minds on the same object. That gem makes you happy, that gem makes that person unhappy, and this gem does not affect me at all. Though it is a very expensive gem. You know, this, see this world from this angle. It is a beautiful world. Swamiji said in one place, I am an artist. I want to sell my painting. And you are the buyer. And I am the seller. So we are bargaining each other. You are thinking that how less I can pay, and I am thinking how more I can get my painting. And here is a person, he does not care for painting at all. He is just the witness and watching, oh, what a beautiful painting. His mind is not in the bargain, of, you know, give and take. He is really the enjoyer of this picture. That Swamiji said. Who enjoys the picture? The bystander, the witness, the visitor, they enjoy the picture, painting. I am the artist, I want how much money I can make from this painting. And you are the buyer, you think how less I can pay for this painting. So who enjoys the painting? The witness. So take the position of the witness in this world. That's Vedanta teaches. Don't. So there is another saying. So here is the Mona Lisa in the Louvre Museum. In the bottom, it is written, no flash, don't touch. The moment you touch it, the guard will grab you and throw you out from the museum. It is for seeing, don't touch it. So this world is like a museum. Just see and enjoy, don't touch it. If you touch it, you will be thrown out. Touch it means if you grab it, if you are attached to it, you are gone. So have everything and just enjoy. But don't. That is the way we say that, you know, everything belongs to God. You are the caretaker. Don't take the ownership. If you take the ownership, you will be in trouble. Everything belongs to God. My house, my wife, my husband, my children, my money, everything belongs to God. I am just the caretaker. If you take this view, you will be fine. Maya will not be able to bind you. I told you that my funny story in Hollywood, I told that thing, everything belongs to God, take the position of a caretaker, you know. So one of the movie actors came to me and saw me. I am practicing what you said. Uncle, what? Swami, my house belongs to Bank of America. My car belongs to Bank of America. My body belongs to Blue Shield, Blue Cross. I have nothing, Swami. Everything, mortgage. So in America, like that. So it is a very interesting subject. That same jewel, same gem is giving happiness to one person, unhappiness to another person, and indifference to another person. Same object. These here the gunas play. Satya guna gives happiness, raja guna brings unhappiness, tamo guna indifference. So holy person's gem is tamo guna, it is useless to me. All right, up to this now. If you have any questions, you can ask me. Then you will tell us about human relationship. In our next class, Panchadashi, the author, will tell us human relationship, how people watch same person from different angles. Panchadashi.